This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Tropical storm Florence's winds and floods have killed at least 11 people, forced thousands to flee to safety, prompted hundreds of rescues, and shut off electric power to nearly 1 million homes in the U.S. Southeast. Roy Cooper is governor of the state of North Carolina, where Florence came ashore. He urges all residents to stay put and avoid getting out on the roads.
When a storm is bad enough to shut down interstate highways, you know other roads may be even in worse shape. All roads in the state right now are at risk of floods.
President Trump has assured everyone that he will do whatever it takes to help in the recovery. The death toll from Typhoon Mangkhut has climbed to 25, most of the casualties due to landslides. The storm came ashore on the northern tip of Luzon Island in the Philippines. Some 87,000 people evacuated high-risk areas there to avoid the storm damage. The strength and damage attributed to the storm was gauged to be less than that of Typhoon Haiyan, which left more than 7,300 people dead or missing in 2013. Rwandan authorities have released opposition leader Victoire Ingabire and more than 2,000 other prisoners a day after their pardons were announced. Ingabire, who was sentenced in 2013, was serving 15 years on charges of terrorism.
If you've seen the election of our country today, you see that it takes an election where there is a hope that there is the opening of the political space.
Human Rights Watch said the charges against her, she was trying to challenge Paul Kagame in the 2010 elections, were politically motivated. Ingabire accused of collaborating with rebel groups in the DRC. This is VOA News. The Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces launched, with their help of the U.S.-led coalition, a wide offensive to capture the last pocket held by the Islamic State in Syria. SDF has been among the most effective in the fight against the IS in Syria, forcing them out of much of the country's east. U.S.-backed Syrian forces have entered an eastern village held by the Islamic State, where intense clashes are ongoing, following IS reportedly killing 20 fighters. The UN Refugee Agency warning it is running out of cash to provide the life-saving assistance to millions of Syrian refugees and internally displaced persons living in dire and extremely precarious conditions. Lisa Schlein has a report from the UNHCR headquarters in Geneva.
The UN Refugee Agency says it urgently needs $270 million to make it through the end of the year. This, it says, will provide millions of vulnerable people living inside and outside war-torn Syria with the vital aid and protection they need to survive the rigors of the oncoming winter season. UNHCR cares for more than 5.6 million Syrian refugees, nearly half of whom are children, in neighboring Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Iraq, and Egypt. Without financial support, the agency warns, people will have to go without health care or education. It says many will have to resort to so-called negative coping mechanisms involving sexual exploitation, child labor, and forced early marriage. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A major U.S. meatpacking company has agreed to pay $1.5 million to settle charges of discrimination involving Muslim workers who walked off the job in a dispute over prayer breaks. The dispute began in late 2016 after the workers were fired following a three-day walkout at the meatpacking plant in the state of Colorado. Management has changed policies allowing Muslim workers to take short prayer breaks. The U.S. National Transportation Safety Board says investigators do not suspect foul play in a series of natural gas pipeline explosions north of the city of Boston, Massachusetts, that left one person dead and set dozens of houses on fire. Keith Holloway is a spokesperson for the NTSB.
We have no evidence at this time that there is anything nefarious, anything suspicious, anything intentional associated with this disaster.
Meantime, the natural gas company in charge of the faulty lines is struggling to explain its response to the crisis. Firefighters pumped fresh air into a makeshift tunnel beneath the ancient German forest that environmentalists are trying to stop from being chopped down for a coal mine, while protesters nearby engaged in a standoff with police. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.